USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The surge in coronavirus cases across many U.S. states will come with a big price tag. The next bailout package will need to be at least $1.5 trillion with a T dollars, compared with an estimate of $1 trillion before the rise in COVID-19 cases, according to Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi. States that reopened early, such as Arizona and Texas, are suffering from surges in coronavirus cases, leading to rollbacks of economic activity as local officials try to stem infections. For example, Nevada tightened rules for bars and restaurants, effectively closing any bar that doesn't serve food. The nation hit another all-time high single-day cases confirmed with 63,200. Zandi said the U.S. could end up in a very, very dark economic scenario without another stimulus package or one that fails to provide enough support. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Lawyers for Ghislaine Maxwell, the British socialite who was the girlfriend of sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, are arguing she be released from lockup due to health risks stemming from COVID-19. Maxwell was arrested on July 2nd in New Hampshire on charges she conspired with Epstein to sexually abuse minors and then lied to prosecutors about it. Maxwell's lawyers filed a memo with the court opposing the government's motion for detention. They claim health risks associated with COVID and a $5 million bond should be enough to let Maxwell wait out her trial at her home. If convicted, she would face 35 years minimum in prison. More than 150 Minneapolis police officers are filing work-related disability claims after the death of George Floyd, with about three-quarters of those citing post-traumatic stress disorder as the reason for their planned departures. Their duty disability claims come as the city is seeing an increase in violent crime, and while city leaders push a proposal to replace the Minneapolis Police Department with a new agency that would have a more holistic approach. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The United States sanctioned a top member of China's Communist Party, along with three other senior officials and a Chinese entity involved in the systematic human rights abuses of Muslim minorities in China's western province of Xinjiang. The action is likely to ratchet up already high tensions between the U.S. and China. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in a statement, "The United States will not stand idly by as the CCP carries out human rights abuses targeting members of minority groups in Xinjiang." The Trump administration has likened China's mass detention of more than 1 million Muslims to the worst human rights abuses since the 1930s, when 6 million European Jews were killed in the Holocaust. Apprehensions by U.S. immigration officials at the southern border rose by over 30% in June, even as Mexico and Central American countries continue their coronavirus lockdown measures and the Trump administration uses emergency authorities to rapidly expel many unauthorized immigrants. U.S. authorities along the border with Mexico made over 32,000 apprehensions last month, up from over 20,000 in May, according to Customs and Border Protection stats. Nearly 89% of those apprehended were expelled to Mexico or their home countries under a public health directive that was giving border officials the power to swiftly bounce migrants off of U.S. soil without having to process them under immigration and asylum laws. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.